All right, let's cut through the noise today. We're diving deep into something pretty crucial for, well, any business really, information security standards. Specifically, we're looking at ISO 27003. Its formal title, just so you know, is ISO IEC 27003 2017 Information Security Management Systems Guidance.
A little
A bit of
intense.
a
It is. And what's really interesting here, I think, is that while that 2017 standard, it gives direction to it, but we're actually going to lean pretty heavily on a very practical, much more up-to-date guide.
Okay.
It basically acts as the modern interpretation for you. It's the ISO 27K ISMS Implementation Guideline 2024.pdf.
Ah, the 2024
Yeah,
guideline.
think of ISO 27003, the standard itself, as the detailed how-to manual for building that information security management system, your ISMS.
The one that ISO 27001 certifies.
Exactly. And this 2024 guide, it just offers really pragmatic steps for designing and, importantly, implementing that ISO 27001 ISMS now.
And that's exactly why we're focusing on it, isn't it? It's like a shortcut, really, to getting properly informed.
Definitely.
Because the official 27003 standard, well, it's being updated, but that's not expected until, what, 2027?
That's the current timeline, yeah. So there's a bit of a gap.
So this 2024 guideline, it bridges that gap for anyone trying to get an ISMS sorted today. It's about making this, world-class security more accessible.
Absolutely. And if you look at the bigger picture, this 2024 guideline offers a really practical five-phased approach.
Five phases. Okay.
And it's specifically designed with small to medium-sized enterprises in mind, SMEs.
Yeah.
You know, from tiny owner-operators right up to, well, larger businesses too, but especially SMEs.
That's huge
Hey.
because they often face the biggest hurdles, right?
It's a game changer. It addresses those common challenges head-on: limited resources, maybe smaller IT teams, or just the sheer difficulty of taking a complex standard like 27001 and applying it directly.
So how does it actually simplify things without, cutting corners? If you're, say, a small online shop, tight budget, maybe one IT person,
Yeah.
how do you even start with an ISMS?
Well, that's where this guide comes in. It's like self-help guidance. Practical steps you can genuinely take.
Actionable stuff.
Yes. It's a simplified, kind of slimmed-down version of the core security management principles. It kicks off by getting management involved, which is critical, and outlining those high-level goals for managing information risk.
Which brings up that key question: how do you handle information risk when money and people are tight?
Right. And you often see SMEs trying to, well, boil the ocean, trying to do everything at
Yeah, it
once.
gets overwhelming fast.
This guideline says, hold on, let's be smart about this. It really emphasizes staying focused on the business, viewing security as an enabler, something that helps the business, not just a cost center or a defensive wall.
So not just stopping bad things, but helping good things happen safely.
Precisely. It pushes you to clarify who's accountable for what, and really importantly, prioritize your biggest information risks first. You have to acknowledge other business priorities are also competing for attention.
Okay, and here's where it gets really interesting and I think really empowering for you listening. It's iterative.
Crucial point.
This isn't some old school set it and forget it manual. You assess your risks, you prioritize them, and then you just pick one to work on.
Start somewhere manageable.
Exactly. And then you figure out the best approach. Maybe you avoid the risk, just stop doing the risky thing, or you reduce it using controls that could be tech, new procedures, even, better door locks
Or training.
or training. Good point. Or you might share the risk, maybe through cyber insurance, or sometimes you just have to accept a small residual risk because fixing it costs way more than it's worth.
Right, a calculated acceptance.
And then you actually do it. You implement the plan you chose.
Yes, and that action flows right into the next stage, which is constantly monitoring, managing, maintaining, and maturing your security arrangements. It never really stops.
It's a cycle.
Like the continuous cycle, yeah. Reviewing, fine-tuning, always reflecting changes in your business, the technology you use, the compliance rules.
Keeps it alive.
Exactly. And this guide, importantly, it specifically reflects the current 2022 version of ISO 27001, so it's properly up to date.
Good to know.
And it's worth mentioning, this guide is part of the free ISO 27K toolkit. You can find that at ISO 27001security.com.
Excellent. Okay, so that was a pretty deep dive into these pragmatic guidelines for actually implementing an ISMS. The key takeaway for you, security, it's an ongoing journey, isn't it? Not a destination.
Couldn't agree more. It's about building that continuous resilience.
Right, building resilience.
And we definitely encourage you to explore the audio summaries of the other ISO 27K standards. They're available on the website. It helps to see how all these different pieces of the puzzle fit together for your overall information security.